Can you talk about how you approach the patient with rectal cancer coming in for an initial evaluation?
Well, the staging is the critical determinant there, both the extrarectal staging to make sure there's no other disease elsewhere, and then the staging of the primary lesion itself, the depth of invasion. I think indirect ultrasound is very commonly used, and most people are very adept at using that modality. And the depth of the wall penetration, and then nodal disease. Clearly, a digital rectal exam will tell if it's tethered, is it fixed, has it grown into other structures with its prostate, vagina, uterus, what have you. So really it's the staging. The MR is very good in that too, in determining where are we at this point in time. If the patient is relatively asymptomatic and it's an advanced lesion, meaning it's into obvious nodal metastases, then clearly a lot of attention will be given to preoperative therapy. Preoperative therapy, I believe, helps in that the tissue planes haven't been disturbed by a surgeon. So radiating that entire area, I think, really provides benefit. It's in the de novo state of sorts. And also prognostically, we found that at least in R03, if patients respond well to the point of complete clinical response, the recurrence rate is significantly less, to the point in the 90 percentile. 90% of the patients do not recur if they have a complete response.